Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I serve as the church planting catalyst for LifePoint. Sunday, we started a brand new series on the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew chapters 5 through 7 called Kingdom Citizen. And the main idea of this series that we're exploring is only one kingdom can last forever. So we began looking at Matthew 5, 1 through 11, and it's a great collection of verses and teaching from Jesus, but I think the familiarity of these verses can often keep us from feeling the weight and the countercultural message that Jesus is teaching here. Jesus is turning everything on its head. This is a complete reimagining, reshaping, and rethinking. This is not merely, if you think about it in home improvement standards, this is not merely changing the paint colors on the wall. This is demolishing the house back to the foundation and rebuilding. This is not merely a rethinking, reshaping, and reimagining, rather, of religion itself. It's bigger than that. Jesus, in this sermon, and especially in these verses, is reshaping life itself. This is not just a new way to relate to God and others. This is a new way to be human. Often, when we think about the teaching of Jesus and the teaching of the Bible, we think about its application to Christians. But it's bigger than that, right? If Christianity is true, then it's true not just for Christians, but for the world. It's true for all humanity. And Jesus is setting out what it actually means to be truly human. He is not only teaching it in the sermon, but he lived it out through his life. And this new humanity is what God is calling us to through the Sermon on the Mount. I mean, listen to the different world that Jesus is describing here in Matthew 5. In Jesus' kingdom, it's the poor, the mourning, the meek, the hungry, the merciful, the pure, and the peacemakers, and the persecuted that are insiders. These are the ones that have their needs met. These are the ones set to see God, who are called children of God, who receive mercy from God, and they possess the kingdom. So it's not the rich or the powerful or the mighty that inherit the earth. It's actually the meek. And this is altogether revolutionary, and I think we miss it. It's so familiar to us, right? The Bible's so familiar to us. The Sermon on the Mount is so familiar to us that we miss the absolute revolutionary ideas that Jesus is talking about here, because Jesus is really talking about a whole new world, a whole new humanity. For centuries, it has been the powerful that rule the world, not the meek. It has been the rich that have their bellies full, not the hungry. It has been the privileged and the mighty that inherit titles and lands and kingdoms, not peacemakers. It has been the comfortable that receive comfort, not the mourning. And since time began, this has really been the way that it is. And with the announcement of his kingdom, Jesus is doing something altogether new, something radical, something otherworldly. Jesus is bringing heaven down to earth. And he told us this in the Lord's Prayer, which we'll get to later in the Sermon on the Mount, when he said, "Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." All right, so what do we do with this? Why is what was taught and shared so long ago in this sermon important to us now? Well, we need to be reminded that while our citizenship is definitely in heaven, our feet are still firmly planted on earth. We have a future hope, but it should not be at the expense of our present hope. What I mean is that God wants us to be involved in bringing this new humanity to our place and time. God wants to use us to see his kingdom come in 2020 as it is in heaven. God doesn't want us just to hear this sermon, but embody it. We are the new humanity. We are the new way to be human, and our world is desperate for it. The question is, will we embrace it? Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for not only teaching us the way, but showing us the way to be truly human. Jesus, thank you that you never ask us to do anything that you don't do yourself. Help us embody this new way of life, this new humanity. Use us in our time and in our places that you have brought us and planted us to bring your kingdom to our patch of earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and ask the Lord to help you take the next step in becoming a kingdom citizen. Thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. Come back tomorrow for more episodes. God bless.